Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And don't forget Lizzie T on YouTube as well. My goodness, we haven't done a lot of live shows on YouTube and or even recorded because of COVID-19. However, you know, I started on Blog Talk Radio 4 years ago, and it seems like it's working for me. It seems not. It is working for me. And so I'm so happy that I still am able to rely on this awesome platform and talk to amazing people all around this beautiful world that our Creator has created. So I'm so honored to be here today sharing amazing people, people that have great stories as always, great authors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and the list goes on. And I mentioned coaches. If you're looking at our social media right now, we have an amazing lady that found me on Google, believe it or not, found me on the internet and contacted me, and here we are. For you that are watching or listening to us right now live, the link is on our social media, Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and we are on TikTok. Yes, we're on TikTok. So I'm so excited to be here. By the way, guys, right after the interview, don't forget that we have our musical section for you, singer, songwriter, artist, poet. We do have still more than ever now, because everybody is on lockdown, obviously, all over the world. So we have a lot of time to be creative, a lot of time to, you know, to come up with great songs. And we didn't have poems, but now that people are at home creating, being having those creative juices, you know, inside of us, so we are forced, in a sense, to create beautiful, beautiful stuff. And so we have submissions of poems. One thing though, I'm not a great poem reader. So if you, for you that sent us the poems, can you please contact us? And I want you to read your poems. So so make sure that you do contact us. The email is show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com, and come and read your poem for us. So as we have singers and we have musicians playing their stuff and singing their stuff, I want you to come and read your poem. So I'll leave it as that. So for you that have submitted your poem, please contact us and read the poem for us. Don't forget also that right after our interview, and we are always looking for sponsors. So if you would like to sponsor the show, we have Natasha Bridge-Mahan, which has been sponsoring for the last 2 years, and Nature Nova, which used to do nature programs in daycares and summer programs and things like that. Those things are not happening anymore, and people are, you know, entrepreneurs have to be creative. So what they're doing is online educational programs for schools right now. So if you are looking to have your kids sit in front of the computer and learn about nature, learn about animals, contact Nature Nova as well. So There's so much to learn right now. I think, you know, we used to complain about, well, we don't have time, and now is in our hand. Time is in our hands. We have more time than ever before. And for me, things have not changed very much, because I've always worked from my home studio anyways. So, well, I used to go out and interview people on their premises or their venues, but now that is not possible. So things haven't changed that much, other than me going to venues and where my artist is performing. I'm still here, so I'm not finding too much of a difference, other than, you know, going to the mall and going to the restaurant and things like that I miss, and obviously networking. You know, that's one of the things that I miss the most is be able to network and hug, you know, friends that we haven't seen for a while. So that's one of the things that when we get out of this, one of the things that I want to do is be able to hug. I'm missing virtual hugs are not good enough. So I miss the hug. I miss the warmth and the handshake of somebody. So I'm hoping that you can agree with me, or maybe not. You can disagree. Talking about if you want to disagree or agree, and if you want to tell me, you can always call us in at 845-277-9078. 845-277-9078. You can always call us, interact with us, say hello. Perhaps you know my guest and you would like to say hello. We are more than happy to accommodate you today for you to be able to network with us and have a one-on-one. I mean, this lady is unbelievable. Busy, her schedule is, you know, always have people to network with or to coach. So take advantage. Again, the number is 845-277-9078 is the number. 845-277-9078. It is cold today, believe it or not. We should be getting our spring weather, and it's not coming. I'm not sure what's happening. We had a couple of days that it was nice, plus 15. It was great enough to go for a jog, and now it feels like minus 5 or something like that. I took the dog for a nice jog, and but it felt not as nice as I was hoping to. So I'm kind of disappointed. Hopefully, this long weekend we have much nicer weather and we're able to go outside and exercise. One of the things that so far, although we have to stay home, but one of the things that we're allowed to do. And not like in other countries that I've been talking to, we are able to go to take our dogs for a walk. As long as you are keeping your distance from other people, you're okay to do so. Like I said, in some places in the world, I've been told that that's not even a possibility. I mean, you go to the store, you pick up your grocery, and you go right home. So I'm very, very happy, very fortunate that we're here and able to do so. And this weekend is a long weekend for you that celebrate Easter. Hopefully you are able to, do a virtual dinner with your family or even FaceTime with your family and your friends. And we still need that connection. And for you that watches the services, you know, church services, I know a lot of places they have services online, which is great. I mean, technology, as you can see in this case, has really, really helped us for us not to be disconnected from the places that some of us go often, like churches and community centers and gyms and things like that. Technology has definitely helped us. Okay, guys, I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of, and I love to bring my guests, but before that, I will read her bio. I'll be right back and don't go anywhere. Again, the number is 85277-9078. So I'm back, everyone. We are speaking with Amira Alvarez. I'm not sure how she pronounced it, but she definitely will correct us. She is the CEO and founder of Unstoppable Women, where she helps ambitious women entrepreneurs, small business owners, and women leaders in the market creative to freedom and life and uncompromised, unstoppable, delightful life. Wow, that's a mouthful. Free from all world burned out or financial constraint. This is all about having the courage and the skill to set scale. Her mission is to teach individuals the skills that help her to take her business to a six figure to over 700,000. That's awesome. In 1 year. Wow. And going to us eight figured and never looking back. She did that by learning living universal laws of success, mastering of manifestation matrix, and building trust in herself through commitment, understanding how to make money move, sales, and learning the simple equation that makes earning money more mathematically easily. Incredible. So let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause to the Lizzie T Show. Hello, hello, Amira, and good evening, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
I am so great. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Awesome. I'm pretty excited to have you too. By reading your bio, looking at your social media, which you're very active, by the way, I've seen you tweeting, and I see you doing a lot of the Instagram. I see you on Facebook. So, Amira, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you always the CEO of an Unstoppable Woman, or was in the background another career and you decided, you know what? I'm much better doing this. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and what was your first or your other career?
Absolutely. So no, I wasn't always the founder, CEO of the Unstoppable Woman. It has been my life and mission for the last 6 or 7 years. But prior to that, I had a long and winding road like many people do and experience. And there were different phases of my life and career. I've done numerous things, from working in corporations to being consultants. I worked at startups in the tech world in the Bay Area, California. And I've done things in the healing arts as well. I've done, I studied and became a practitioner of a healing methodology that I practiced for 3 years and built a business around. So a lot of different things, but this by far I have found my calling in this world. This is my mission. This is my purpose. And it feels incredible to be aligned that way.
Beautiful. It's funny how life takes us to so many different paths to finally, and I'm not saying that this is it. I mean, we're growing constantly all the time, and we're absorbing, and we're learning, and we're developing, and we're growing. So, I mean, this could be it, this could be not, but I'm glad that you're always taking opportunities and things that, you know, are showing to you within your life and then saying, I'm good at this for now, and you're doing great. I mean, seven figure, my goodness, this is, a lot of people cannot reach to that level in their lifetime. And so what would you say how would you differ from other coaches or other people that have founded, you know, similar things like Unstoppable Woman? What makes you different than other coaches or the other CEOs?
That's a really good question. And I want to answer that, but I also want to affirm that I think you're absolutely right in terms of, like, we evolve and we grow along a path. And I really, it's always interesting in 2020 hindsight to look back at your path and see how it has led you to exactly where you are and how it's evolved. And I call it following the breadcrumbs. I kept just following the thing that called me forward. And that is how I got to the sweet spot that I'm in right now for myself. So I just wanted to comment on that. So in terms of how I'm different from other coaches, I think, you know, every coach has their own unique way of showing up and serving their clients. And it's really important to find someone that you connect with and you, you know, maps to the way you think and work in this world. Fundamentally, the thing that I help people do is own their desires, what they really want, their really big desires, whether that be financial or some sort of impact goal, or they want to be an Olympic skier or write a screenplay or move to a different country, whatever their big desire is. I help them own that, not reject it or say it's impossible or I shouldn't do that, it's impractical or not feasible, but really own it and then take the steps to creating that in their lives. And in the process of doing that, they learn how to achieve anything, which is a master skill. And when you're able to do that, then your life takes off, whether that's in the world of business, if you're running your own business and you want to scale financially, which is what I help many people do, or towards another goal. Once you understand what has been in your way and what you need to do differently, then you can take that skill and apply it to everything. So I think that's what makes me different, although I help people with the tactical pieces as well. I'm really committed to teaching people how to get out of their own way and do the things, you know, create consistently mm-hmm. so that they really understand that for themselves.
Wonderful. One of the things that I love about what you said is that you narrow down to their desire, their big desire, whether it is, you know, becoming, I don't know, at the age of 20, which is pretty late, an Olympic person, and you don't tell them this is unreasonable, this is impossible. You always try to help find a way that they can accomplish that big desire. And it's interesting, you probably, I can sense that you have a lot of mentors that I can hear some of the similarity as in the words that you're using. The paradigms is in with us, and I find that you probably help people to have that paradigm shifted. What's stopping you to get there? And I love that. So what would you say is one of the experiences that you have, somebody that had that big desire in their life, and everybody, coaches and friends and family members were saying, no way, this is never going to happen. Get that idea out of your head. Try something else. But you working with that person, you will able to fulfill that big desire.
Yeah, great, great, great question. So the first client that pops into my head that fits that, and there are many, but this is just a great example, is a client of mine who lived in the snowy north in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and her big desire was to live by the beach in Florida. And initially, she just wanted to snowbird, which means to spend the winters in a warmer climate like Florida and spend the summers up in Wisconsin with
her
family.
Yeah, that's what we Canadians do. That's what we Canadians
do
most of the time, you know, until COVID came, but yes.
And so she really wanted to do this. It was like such a palpable desire. And yet all the stories, the paradigms, the conditioning, the childhood conditioning about what was right to do and what was possible were coming up for her. And, you know, it's not okay to take the kids out of school like that. What would my parents say? They wouldn't like it if we weren't living nearby. How would we run our business, right? All the these are seemingly rational reasons not to do something. And yet desire is causative. Desire calls you forward, and if you follow it, if you actually take the actions to create what you want, you will have the bigger life that you want, and you will keep having the bigger life that you want, and the sky won't fall. You do have to do certain actions and plan and take care of things, but it's totally viable. And the first thing we did there was I got her to immediately rent a condo for a month and just do it for a month to wet her whistle, to really taste it. And she had to figure out homeschooling for the kids and what would happen with her husband and how she would talk to her parents. She is now living full-time in Florida. She's moved there permanently. She still runs her business remotely, what she has in Wisconsin. Her parents haven't disowned her. They still love her. And that year that we were working together, she went from making $188 a year to $1.2 million. So it was a cumulative, a variety of different things that went
wow.
into that big income jump, right, that quantum leap financially. But it's not separate from going after what you want. Now, she also had a business model that could support that. So I don't want it to be the cause mm-hmm. and effect isn't necessarily move to Florida and make millions, right? There, you have to have a business model that you can scale, and we did some work around that as well.
That is awesome. That's one of the best examples that I've ever heard when I ask my guests for examples, and I've actually have to admit that I have never heard anything so significant, especially, when it comes to the income part, because sometimes, you know, the move, I was actually expecting to hear that she did do the move. She is not making the money she thought, but she's happier. And you know, sometimes that's a compromise, not a compromise, but that it comes down to be able to be fulfilled at what you do, whether the money is there or not. I see myself, or I see a lot of people, and saying, you know, I'm accomplished and fulfilled because I'm doing what I love to do. And sometimes the money follows, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, my goodness, that's amazing that you were able to help her financially and make the move. That's incredible. That is incredible. So let's talk about a little bit about what's going on, Amira. I mean, a lot of businesses, a lot of people that have relied on meeting their clients on one-on-one or relying I've talked to a lot of music teachers, dance teachers, people that have gyms, and they're not able to do their business because of this lockdown unfortunately COVID-19 has closed a lot of places. What are the people that are home right now without it's a big question, I understand. What would they to do? Because
absolutely.
They can meet their it's hard. I know it's a tough question.
Yeah, you know, it's a really fundamentally, like, if people have particular questions, please call in. I'd be happy to give some spot coaching. It's very dependent on their situation. So, but that said, many people are going online, and the piece of advice that I'm giving my clients is show up and give. Add value however you can. This is not necessarily the time to be trying to make a buck at every angle. And sometimes you have to put that on pause temporarily as you reorient to this situation. So I have a client who teaches fitness classes. And that was the recommendation I gave her. She started doing online YouTube classes free of charge, sharing them on social media. One of her past clients saw it, was participating, reached out to her. She was doing some visioning work that I had guided her to do and had just written down what she wanted to get paid to do the work that she wanted to do. And this past client runs a company and said, would you be willing to do a video fitness class for my employees who are all stuck at home and going stir crazy once a week? And if so, would this amount be feasible? And it was the exact amount that she wanted, which was a massive increase. That started from a giving first, adding value first, showing up and being visible out there first. And then we had another coaching call on this, and I suggested, he has a sister company, so he has two companies, and that other company was also interested in this. And I suggested, what if you really presented an incredible offer to them to do daily classes for 3 months at a retainer rate, and you can give them a few bonuses and really show them what a value this would be to their employees and their companies. And I helped her get the phrasing of that and really helped her vision that. She put it in front of him. He thought it was the best idea. They just had gotten, I guess it was a grant or something for $160 million. And he said, I'd rather spend it on you than anything else. And so she's in the process of now getting a $4,000 a month retainer from doing free online courses and having the spirit of giving. So
that is incredible.
To, can I say one more thing on this, Lizzie?
Absolutely.
This goes back to the first law of receiving. So I teach universal law, and the first law of receiving is giving. And it requires that you give with an open heart before asking for anything in return. This does not mean that you never ask to be compensated, okay, or that you overgive or you run yourself ragged. But there is an energy behind starting with giving first that, if you understand all the principles, will come back to you, in this case, multifold, okay? So anyways, I thought I'd share that too.
Absolutely. No, and I agree with you. I agree with you. This is one of the things that I believe, you know, strongly, and I've always, I don't think I had to learn that from anywhere, but to me, it is common sense, it is natural, and if you're able to serve, I love to use the word serve, if you know, and that's one of the things about a true entrepreneur, you always serve and you're always given, because you know, without any expectation of a reward, you know that it will come back. And I've shared many occasions, many experiences, many testimonies, if I can call it that, and in cases that I have received without any expectation of getting anything at all, which is great. I mean, you just corroborated what I've always believed. This is awesome. Guys, you're listening to The Lizzie T Show. We are live today. We have an amazing lady, an amazing coach, Amira Alvarez. She is with us live today. Please, please, if you will like, share this with your friends. She is here today. This lady is very thought out for, and people, you know, book her a month in advance, especially now that everybody needs an advice. Everybody needs to know what should I do? My business is this way. I mean, she gave us two, three, I can't even count anymore, but amazing golden nuggets for you to be able to help, you know, people that she has helped, clients of hers that she has helped. You know, she just talked about a lady that teaches fitness, somebody else who got an amazing million-dollar deals and so forth. So call us in. The number is 845-277-9078. We still have time, and we would love to get your comments, your questions. Perhaps you are struggling yourself, how about you ask her, and you can definitely later on take it with her and book an appointment with her for you to be able to assist, especially in this time. We need a lot more ideas. We need to help people that are struggling. Some people have, you know, a business as a side hustle because they need to complete their income, and now they don't have that anymore because they're not working. I've met so many people that are artists, models, and people in the movie industry, like extras, and those people right now, they have no work. What should they do? And obviously, there is an answer. There is a way. My mother always said there's always a solution for a problem. Always. So give us a call, 845-277-9078 is the number to call. I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, guys, but I'll be right back. Check us out on Facebook, /Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, and Twitter, The Lizzie T Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back. I want to know who you are, what to do, contact info, anything new. And we're speaking right now with Coach Amira Alvarez, which has shared amazing golden nuggets with us right now. So if you are listening to us live, don't forget to call 845-277-9078. If you're shy, and we understand, you can always contact us via our social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio. There is a link right now there, and you're able to leave your comments right underneath, or you can also do that on our Instagram page. It is The Lizzie T Show is on our Instagram. So interact with us and take advantage. This lady is a very thought out folk, and she has, you know, huge following, lots of clients that are right now probably book her like crazy because everybody needs to shed some light in these times that we're living right now. And if you feel, you know, desperate, if you feel that you don't have an answer, if you feel that, you know, there is not a solution for your problem, reach out to somebody and, you know, ask questions. One of the things that I find that I always say to my husband, especially when we're driving with us, it's okay to ask questions. Nobody's going to look you at last for that. It's okay to ask questions. And I always say to my kids, you know, you are not a less of a person if you ask for help. I think it's the opposite. You are a bigger person because you admit that you don't know the answer. So I'm hoping that this could, you know, shine some light and help somebody up there. And the reason that I truly like to do this show is to be able to serve. And if it's some, just one person that needs to hear what we're talking today, hey, my job is done. I'm fulfilled. I'm complete. That's all I need. So Amira, one of the things that I want to be able to share with my audience right now, if people are listening, people are listening right now all over the world, where to find you?
Absolutely. So the best place to find me is my website, theunstoppablewoman.com, and we have a ton of free resources for people who are interested in, you know, really going after their goals. We have, so the website, the link for that would be theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff, and we have a podcast. You can go to unstoppablewoman.com/listen, and Both of those places, you know, I am fundamentally a teacher at heart, and there's a ton of materials at no charge for, you know, learning this material, getting started with it. We've just started a mindset club. So that's unstoppablewoman.com/mindset club, where I'm taking people through step-by-step Thinking Grow Rich, the book by Napoleon Hill. And every morning they get a little lesson on that, a nugget, and a whole community around that. So those would be the best places. And then, of course, I'm on all the social media channels under the Unstoppable Woman.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Amira. So I have the links right now to this radio on my Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, and I will have all of the links, including the website, unstoppablewoman.com, for you to be able to reach out yourself and take advantage of all the free information. I'm on her website right now, which is a beautiful, she's an awesome, good-looking lady, my goodness. yes,
thank you.
She takes care of herself. I was watching some of your videos, you doing some jogging there. I do the same. I do my jog and I stop for a couple of minutes of inspiration, especially jogging is when I get most of my inspiration. So I see that we're the same in that sense. And the name Unstoppable Woman, how did you get the inspiration to create this name and why? I've heard I'm part of a woman on fire, and so how did that came about?
Sure, it's a great question. So initially my coaching business was called Quantum Leap Coaching because it was really about making these big leaps in your life and doing more than you ever thought possible in record time. And I still love that concept and that name. But a couple years ago, I just got this divine download. And really, it was like a lightning bolt thought. And I was like, it's the Unstoppable Woman. That's what it is. And my clientele tends to be women, though I have some men behind the scenes that are clients. And the idea behind it is, what does it take to actually stay determined and unstoppable in your life? So often people tell me they want these amazing results. They want the extraordinary, delightful life. They want to feel lit up. And yet they get blocked, you know, on the daily. And what does it take to actually stay with yourself so that you move through your unique pattern of stopping and stay continuously growing into more and having more life, not less life, and really achieving your goals and then continuing to achieve your goals, not in a frenetic burnout way, but in a, wow, I keep creating this bigger and bigger life. But it takes learning how to move through your fears and your blocks and your double binds and the stories that you tell yourself and the paradigms and all of that stuff, the mindset piece that is required, and then mapping that with extraordinary action. So that's the background to it.
Nothing can stop you, and you're a woman. So, I mean, it's fitted, right? There is no second guessing. It has to be it. And, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's pretty incredible. That is pretty incredible. So has life changed for you at all, Amira, now that we're on lockdown? Like myself, it's like pretty much the same thing, because I mean, you probably are always, you have always been working from home, and I mean, you're a home office, I assume it's at your the quarters that you live in. Other than going to the restaurant and the movies and the mall, has your life changed very much?
You know, yes and no. I agree with you completely. You know, I do work from my home office, and I love that. So that hasn't changed one bit. However, I do travel quite a bit. I do lots of speaking on, you know, for different groups across the country. And so I'm always flying, usually once or twice a month someplace. So obviously that has stopped. And the I actually have found it, you know, we've pivoted in the company quite significantly, and it's been really positive because it's allowing the lack of travel and, you know, doing talks in different places has allowed me to really focus. It's freed up a huge amount of time. And so it's allowed us to really focus on some big initiatives that we've had that we haven't executed on. So I've really seen it as a positive from that perspective. Obviously, you know, there are different conversations I'm having with my coaching clients. Those are very different, like how to get them set up financially so that they can move through and make it through these times, and what they need to do to pivot, that has certainly shifted. But on the daily, you know what? I'm a homebody when I'm not out there traveling. I haven't seen my man for a while because we're in different locations. But, you know, aside from that, it is pretty much, I can't say
the
life
same.
Is as normal, but mm-hmm. a lot of the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely interesting. It's funny how we used to, and I always share this with my audience, with my guests too, that we always used to complain, I have no time, I have no time, I cannot, you know, have that special dinner with my kids or my husband because, you know, I have no time. Now I do. And, you know, my closet is one of the things that I'm going to tackle my closet, and I'm going to do a huge cleanup one of those days. It's just I had more time. And you know what? I realized that it wasn't the time. I just didn't want to deal with it because now I have all the time because there is no malls to take the kids to. I have two teenagers, and I still haven't tackled the walk-in closet. So it's not the time. It's just, you know, I really didn't want to do it. I still don't want to do it. But a lot of people ask for time, and there it is. We have it now. We have it now because the malls are closed, because the restaurants that you like to go to instead of cooking that nice, healthy meal at home is closed. So there it is. So now I think we need to organize ourselves and have those agendas and have those to-do lists or whatever helps you to do. And a lot of people call me and they message me and they said, I feel overwhelmed. What do I tackle first? What do I do next? And so many, one thing at a time. That's what I'm doing. One thing at a time. There's no need to tackle everything all at once. Work needs to get done. The meals still needs to be prepared. You still need to go to the bathroom and have that shower. So one thing at a time. What would be your advice for people that are home right now and they're thinking, you know, what should I do first? You know, what's my priority? What should be my priority? Should I concentrate on my finances? And if I'm not going back to, you know, my JOB, or if I'm not going back to making, you know, seeing my client, is there a way of organizing yourself or there is no way and just do one thing at a time? What would be your take on that?
Absolutely. It's a really good question. So I think it does come back to your unique business and what you're trying, you know, or your particular life, if you don't own your own business. What is your big desire in life? What is your big goal with your life or your business? And when people can tell me what that is, then it clarifies their next steps. Now, some people have a hard time saying, this is what I want, and we start with that. But just, you know, answer the question, what do you really want? You know, and then that guides the next step. And for people who are new to business or are in a holding pattern with their business, this is a perfect opportunity to do a lot of the foundational pieces that need to be done for them to really emerge when we get to the other side of this stronger and thriving. So I would look at someone's business and I would say, where do we want them to be in a month or two when everything opens up? What would need to happen? What is the best, you know, marketing strategy or sales strategy now that will lead to greatness later, okay? Because some situations, it's just you have to put your finances on hold, press pause a little bit, because there's just no flow happening in your business. But for other businesses, you know, and other people, there's a lot of opportunity here right now. And we would want to prioritize that. I have a client who I just spoke to today who has a brewery, and they bottle apple cider, hard cider. And their clients are coming up, and they're canning it, which is a new thing for them instead of doing glasses in the brewery. And they're picking it up. And she said that, you know, but our, you know, restaurant business is really slow because, you know, they all buy in kegs and, you know, no one's buying that. I'm like, well, what if you do the canning with the restaurant? And there were all sorts of places that were no's there. Well, we have to do it with the distributor. I'm like, well, get your distributor involved. You can find people who can get you cans sooner, faster now. And she now has a whole other channel of income that she can leverage right now. So in that case, you want to leverage what's there and run with it. If you're at home and the job is, you know, you may have been laid off or your business is on hold, then I would look at the foundational things that you need to do to get to your goal. So if you want to be a screenwriter, now's the time to start. If you know, write the outline, put yourself on a great schedule for writing. If you want to build a company and go from a job to a company, now is the time to start talking to someone, myself or someone else, about how to do that and start laying the groundwork for that and getting it prepped so that when things open up, you can hit the ground running. Because here's the thing, Lizzie, what you said was so smart, so just spot on. People think it's about not having time. It's just because they don't want to do it. It's not really what they want. Or there's some fear around getting started and doing it that's blocking them from doing it. Now we have all the time in the world. And if you're not taking initiative and going after things, then you have to ask yourself, what's stopping me? And get to the crux of that, the bottom of that, so that you can go for it. And if the question is, I don't know where to start, then I would align it to your goal. And if you still don't know where to start, then I would just start with the first thing that comes to your mind. Action is a bomb. Once you get started, you'll be in momentum and you'll see the next step and the next step and the next step.
Yes, it's incredible. One thing that you said in the beginning, and still I'm still thinking about it. Why is it so hard for people to admit, or for people to actually say, when you ask that question, what is it that you want? And I have noticed that even in certain things in my life, definitely in coaches like yourself, when they ask that question, there is that big pause. And either we don't know what we want, or B, it is hard for us to say it because, and I want you to fill in the blank, why is it so hard for us to admit?
Okay. And that is like a perfect question for me, Lizzie. Thank you. Because this is what I love to help people with and love to unpack and really explain. So let's go back to when your beliefs were getting programmed. So we have beliefs, and our beliefs about the world affect how we see circumstances and experiences and what people say and events. They influence, they are the lens through which we experience everything, and they determine what actions we take and what we see as possible or not possible. So when do those beliefs get formed? They get formed when you are young, roughly under 9 years old. Your beliefs, you're an open fishbowl, right? You're just a sponge for everything that's happening around you, and you're taking it in. And one of the things that happens is we come into the world, this world wanting. We want our mother's milk. We want our nappies changed, right? We want food. We want love. We are wanting machines. There's nothing stopping us from wanting. And then as we grow up, we start wanting things that our parents cannot provide us or feel uncomfortable giving us or are unsafe for us or our parents don't have the money to do it. Let's break this down to a particular example. Let's say you wanted a piece of candy when you were young and your parents thought sugar was bad for you, so they said no in a stern voice and said something like, you know that's bad for you, right? And with that energy of like, come on already. And as a little kid, you in that moment had an experience of wanting something, and the God in your life, your mother, your father, the person that provides everything for you, okay, is saying that's wrong and cutting off in that moment the flow of love. And children understand that they are safe and secure and are going to survive when they feel that love flowing. When that love is flowing, they're secure. They know that they're going to get food, shelter, and everything that they need to continue living. That's instinctual. We know that. And in that moment, when you ask for something and it's the love stops in that moment, we feel like our survival is threatened. So your subconscious mind at that moment creates meaning around that and says wanting something equals insecurity and possible death. Don't do that anymore. Okay? Now, it's not a one-time thing. It happens over and over again in different scenarios and in different ways. And depending on your upbringing, different, you know, levels of intensity and severity. And so we're trained out of feeling like it's all right to want what we want, to have desire. We now think that it's a confused situation for us. We now think that if I want something, that might mean that I might not survive, which is actually completely the opposite, not the truth. The truth is that desire is causative. Desire pulls you forward. Wanting things is how spirit, source, infinite intelligence shows you the path that you need to be on. And if only you would embrace it and then follow it and with persistence and determination, you would experience a whole different life for yourself. And yet most people, it feels unsafe to want what they want. They think someone's going to reject them for wanting that, tell them that they're a fool, tell them that it's not possible to judge them for it, all sorts of things. So I hope that helps. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. You definitely answer a lot of questions. And if you are listening, everyone, wow, this brought me back to a coaching session that I had a long, long time ago with somebody very special. And I think I know who you have coached with as well. This is incredible, and I hope it helped you because it definitely reinforces a lot of things that I had in myself too. That, you know, and there's it's like I said earlier, it's always growth, always discover other things that are in your life that are not working out, and obviously you heard from the expert that why is it that things are not working out in your life? What is what's the paradigm right there that you are saying no to? And because either you're too embarrassed to admit that you want this, or you feel you're going to feel rejected if you admit that that's what you want, or even shame. It's incredible how we feel shame for things that are, you know, 90% of the time good things that you could contribute to others or to yourself or to your family. I don't think anybody here would ask, you know, I want to be, I don't know, a killer. Those are the things that we don't ask. But other than that, you are asking for, you know, a better financial life, a better better home for your family, a more successful business, and the list goes on. Those are things that you can help yourself, your family, and obviously others. This has been incredible, incredible. Guys, we still have a couple of more minutes. You can still call us, and I know everybody is on a podcast. Everybody is on a live. Everybody right now is on, you know, different venues because, you know, this is the time. But if you would like to call us in, we still have a couple of more minutes, 845-277-9078. You can ask me. You can ask Amira. Hopefully consult with her. Anything that is stopping you to reach where you need to be, I'm sure she is the person to assist you with and to help you with. 845-277-9078. I will cut for a couple of words my sponsor, and I'll be right back with Amira Alvarez.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birch-Mohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do.
Hello, hello everyone. I'm back. We're checking right now social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, and right now it looks like we don't have any comments or questions right there. And we are still alive with Amira Alvarez. If you have questions or comments, or perhaps you would like to take this offline, you could always contact us via our email, which is show@lizzyt.com. Our website is thelizzyt.com on, and you can always contact us through there or our social media as well. Amira, it's been more than a pleasure, an honor, and a huge privilege to have you here with us talking about such an important subject, which is, you know, the growth. That's what it really, what I call it, is the growth of, you know, businesses out there, the growth of a person that needs to be where they should be at, not where they are at right now because of limitations. And I'm so glad that you're here to help us to understand why things are not happening. And it's not because it is not, you don't have the time or you don't have the money. It's just your own limitations that you have put on because of things that happens to you when you were a child. So let's try to fix those. And again, contact her if you have any more questions, if you would like to have a consultation with Amira. So any last word, my friend? I'm hoping you're okay me calling you a friend, because this has been such an incredible, I knew that this was going to be a great interview. You definitely surpassed all my expectations.
Well, thank you. I will happily accept your friendship and call you my friend. I love that. I love that. Let's see. What would I like to leave your audience with? There are a couple things. I think right now there's two ways to look at this situation. You can either look at it as a negative, something that is going to make your life smaller and create scarcity and fear and just extraordinary challenges for you. Or you can look at the situation and say, what's the opportunity here? What can I say yes to? How can I pivot? How can I see all the positives in this experience? And this is not to just put, you know, rose-colored glasses on and not to take the situation seriously, But I would suggest blocking your mind from, you know, if you're getting triggered by the news or things like that, creating some boundaries for yourself so that you can really create what you want in this world by focusing on that and where the opportunities are now, rather than focusing on some sort of experience of a smaller world rather than a larger world. So there you go.
Well said. That is awesome. Huge, huge. Amira, I want to thank you again so, so much for spending a couple of minutes with us. It was a little bit more than a couple of minutes. I appreciate and I honor you for, you know, giving us your expertise, your knowledge, and all many years that I know that you have learned this and you sharing it with my audience. That feels just profoundly, I'm profoundly thankful for myself and for the audience that are listening to us right now, or that because this is recorded, it will be listened later on. So thank you so, so much. Check her out as well. Unstoppablewoman.com is the website. She is all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and her social media goes all over the place. I will be sharing all her links with my audience as well. And again, she has a number to call as well. It's 877-581-1437, or you can always email support@AmiraAlvarez.com. So thank you again, and you have yourself a wonderful Easter and an awesome weekend, long weekend.
Thank you so much. I definitely will. It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you for all the good questions and all your good work in this world. It's a great show.
Thank you so much, Amira. And I'll be right back, everyone.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end, think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous, my work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Before that, we had Joyce. She is an artist from LA and a beautiful gospel singer, one of my favorite. The song is called Madness. And before that, we had Todd Barrow. Again, we had him on the show a couple of times. And the song is called Open Sky. We have time for one more song, everyone. And we will be back after this long weekend. I can't believe it's already the weekend. One of my favorite songs that I've played this, I think, almost every day. It's the song is called Hurt, and it's from Sabrina Fowler. She's right here from Canada, Toronto's capital, Ottawa. Sabrina Fowler, Hurt.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Hurt, hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. I needed someone. You were never there. You had to star in your own show. You didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. A heart four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Since the day I said goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt.
And that was Heard, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for an amazing show. Thank you to Amira Alvarez for spending the evening with us here. Bye-bye for now, everyone.